Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Her New Narrative, and I'm going to just talk a little bit today about what the Lord showed me today, is that, you know, we need to prioritize our lives, and for us to prioritize our lives, we need to, you know, figure out what's important and what's not important, and what what's priority to us and what's not priority. And today I was shown that I was making school a priority, and my ministry a priority, but I was not making, you know, any other things a priority, you know. And for me, you know, I was slipping for a minute, you know, and I have a good brother in the Lord that will tell me on no uncertain terms, you know, and tell me where I'm wrong at or where I'm not wrong at, you know. And I thank God for bringing him into my life. And for me, you know, I get so wrapped up into other things that I forget about God, you know. And I mean, it's so easy to get wrapped up in the world. But what does it say in Romans 12:2? It says, be not conformed then to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And what that means is that we are in the world, or we're of the world, but we're not in the world, you know. And I know that's kind of confusing, because it's kind of confusing for me at times, you know. But for me, I have to, you know, figure out what behavior patterns I'm showing or exhibiting that is of, that is in the world, you know. And I've been slacking on my devotional time a little bit, you know. I've been cutting it short, you know. And for me, you know, it's not been beneficial, you know, because I've plagued myself full of responsibilities and full of things to do in my life, that what happened is that I was, you know, putting them more of a priority than Jesus, you know, and that shouldn't be, because Jesus was the one that paid the ultimate price for my inequities and myself, you know, and, he died on the cross for me, you know, and he paid the ultimate price, you know. And there's a price to pay when you put things before the Lord, because the Lord will say, okay, well, you're not listening to me, so I'm going to quit talking to you, you know, and he'll quit talking to you. And because we all have our free agency, and you know, far as that goes, what free agency means is free will, you know, to do as he pleases, because God is a gentleman and he is not going to go where he's not invited. And if you're not invited into things, you know, I mean, why do you want to be there, you know? And so for a minute there, I was on the outside looking in, but, you know, I have some decisions to make, you know, and I have, you know, because there's difference between choices and decisions. Choices are momentarily and decisions are final, you know, and I'm going to have to, you know, make some choices and some decisions as to how I can, you know, fit what into, you know. And I gotta fit Christ into it, you know, because, you know, my life was getting chaotic, you know, and it was becoming unorganized. And with Christ, you know, I mean, God is the author of organization. He's not the author of confusion and chaos. And when the confusion and chaos sets in, you know, and where it sets in is that you're not making them a priority, you know, and God for me is good orderly direction, you know, because you take the G and it's good, and then you take the O and it's orderly, and then you take the D and it's direction. So God is orderly direction, you know, and when I'm not going in the direction of Him, and when I'm not taking my relationship with Christ seriously, you know, like I need to be, you know, that's when I start to slip up and make things more of a priority, and then I become wrapped up in the world, you know, and being wrapped up in the world is listening to my flesh, you know, and how many times have we done that, you know? I mean, how many times have you done that? I'm sure plenty, you know? And so, you know, for me today, you know, I got rebuked, and, you know, I stepped away from it, and I looked at it, and I looked at the situation, and I was slacking, you know, because the people that are looking to me for direction, you know, I can't possibly give good direction if I'm not taking direction from the Lord, you know, Himself, you know, and if I cut off that communication with God, then I'm screwed, you know, and I have nothing to give to other people, you know, and being selfish and self-centered, you know, that's what happens, is that, you know, we think that we're self-sufficient is the problem, you know, and self-sufficiency, you know, only goes so far, and self-reliance goes as far as it goes, you know, and then what? Then you have, you know, when you can't maintain yourself, then you've got a major problem, you know, and so, you know, for me, I had to have, you know, I had to pray about this, and I had to, you know, figure out where my role is. And, you know, it's a strong possibility that I might not graduate on time because I'm thinking about going into the ministry, into my ministry, you know, and into this other ministry that I have commitments to, you know, full time, you know, and so there will be no time for school, you know, and God's putting it on my heart to go full time in ministry instead of, I mean, my heart is in my school too, but, you know, I mean, I gotta listen to God, and I gotta, you know, let some things go sometimes that I enjoy, you know, and I enjoy school. I enjoy the students that I tutor, you know, and stuff. And who knows, maybe God will work it out, you know, to where I can go, part-time, you know, and cut down on my tutoring, you know, and be in the ministry full-time. Who knows, you know, I don't know. I mean, only God knows, you know, what He wants to do with me, you know. But the thing is, you know, I've got to be, my aim in life is to be about, and the role that I assign is being in the ministry and being about God's kids, you know, and, you know, and maybe it will take me a little longer to get my PhD degree, but, you know, that's what God has decided to do, or not decided to do with me yet. You know, I'm not sure, you know, but I know that I got to make ministry, you know, and him first and foremost, you know, and I do put a lot of time into my ministry, you know, and stuff. But, you know, and I put a lot of time in school, but the two are clashing. And that's where the problem, you know, is the two are clashing. I'm burning candles on both. I'm burning the ends of the candles, you know. And so I'm not even getting a regular sleep pattern. I'm not getting a, you know, proper, I'm just not taking proper care of myself. You know, I'm getting 4 hours a day, you know, of sleep, you know. And I've had a couple mini strokes recently. And, you know, God's trying to tell me something, you know. And I firmly believe that he's telling me to slow down, you know, and to bask in his presence and to bask in, you know, being victorious for him, you know, and not so much myself and not so much of, well, look at what I've accomplished, you know, a PhD degree, you know, and stuff. And that's something to be proud of, don't get me wrong, but, you know, is it the right time? Is a million-dollar question. You know, is it God's timing for me to get that? Or am I supposed to work on my book? You know, I've even put that on the shelf. You know, and am I supposed to be working on my book and working in my ministry and being committed to another ministry too, you know? I mean, I think that's the route that God is persuading me in, you know? And so, you know, I mean, I've got six to eight weeks left of this semester, and I may be, you know, I don't know, but it's all in God's hands, and it's in his timing and not mine. So, you know, I just wanted to talk about that because, you know, maybe I'm not, you know, maybe I'm not the only one going through this, you know, at this particular time. You know, maybe you are too, you know. And so, you know, we need to look at ourselves, you know, is the whole thing. Is we need to look at the man in the mirror or the woman in the mirror, you know, sometimes and take responsibility for what we're doing or not doing and then rectify the situation, you know. And so I got 6 to 8 weeks and then I'll be done for the summer. And, you know, between that and summer, then, you know, I mean, it'd be pretty clear cut, you know, by then, you know. And I'm just asking for God's direction, you know, and everything. So, you know, I just want to, you know, say that you know, we need to be seeking God's will on things, not our will and what we want, you know. And yes, I do want my PhD degree, and I know that God wants that for me. as well, but is the timing right? You know, or am I rushing the time? You know, because in Ecclesiastes, it talks about there's a time and a place for everything. So, you know, I just gotta, you know, trust God, clean house, and work with other people, you know, into God's kingdom, you know, and help them and guide them and steer them in the right direction. So anyway, I just wanted to come on here and talk about that. And, you know, maybe we need to examine ourselves. I will see you next week. And I'm done right now, but, you know, I just want to, you know, reiterate how important God's will is. I will know by you know, everything. So, you know, I'm done with living the way I want to live, because living the way I wanted to live, you know, that costed me a lot, you know, 13 years ago, and I'm not willing to go down that path. So anyways, with all that being said, I hope that you guys have a great week and a blessed weekend, and I will see you all next week.
I have you now.
Yeah, yeah. K-Block.
I think I got it, though.
Bones.
Hey, Twin. I think I got it, y'all.
Revolution.
Yeah.
One time.
Yeah.
See, my flow so acidic on the minions of hell. I'm so vicious, who the demons gonna tell? Mission for the lost and the saved at the same time. I put the fire in the sound waves, all mine. You see, I really could care less about the title of the gospel rapper. Hopping out the coffin, starting talking about the hereafter. I blow the smoke in the face of the grim reaper. I trust Jesus, the only Christ, eternal freedom. Never ever holy hip hop dude with they nose in their air, breaking hip hop wounds. Trying to fight off the world, didn't point the finger at it. My daddy gave me swagger, and now I'm really laughing. Blessings from the Christ, ain't no joke. Represent the kingdom if I speak or I spoke. And in these last days, watching Satan, and I'm headed for his throat. No remorse for my enemy, oh no, oh no, no.
And yeah, I live my life on fire, and I talk about Jesus, and it won't stop, baby. Yeah, I keep on shining in the valley of the shadow of death. I keep on shining in the shadow of death. Yes, yes. Yeah, I live my life on fire, and I talk about Jesus, and it won't stop, baby.
Rev got the knockout. Tell him be easy, undisputed with the rap sound. Rick Bass on the rage's edge. Never blending with them satanic messages or the images. Stepping on the principle on the minds of the people. Still trying, still relying on Christ for the people. The war's never peaceful. The vessel for the combat. Weak style rappers. Tell me where your flow at. Flow water, let me hit the sink. You ain't had time to blink quicker than the human eye. Glorify holy Christ. This is what he made me, dog. I'm going to do it. And this is untouchable, invincible music. And for the level of rhyme that I was given no time. You hear it on the incline, it will never decline. And all they get every rhyme, the definition of fire. They never put me aside. I'm so religious with
my. Yeah, I live my life on fire. And I talk about Jesus. And it won't stop, baby. Yeah, I keep on shining in the valley of the shadow of death. I keep on shining in the shadow of death. Yes, yes. Yeah, I live my life on fire. And I talk about Jesus. And it won't stop, baby. Yeah, I keep on shining in the valley of the shadow of death. I keep on shining in the shadow of death.
Yes, yes. Edible beat. I do it for the Christ so they can't compete. And all I want to do is blaze tracks for the Lord. And you can ask the hood because we got it understood. Ride back to the verb, tell them that it's word. Born for the war, I'm immune to the score. Never keep track because the Lord won one. Press the revolution, let that will be done. And it is no surprise that the enemy runs. When you got something that can handle, fire burn candles. The wax makes track for the records, never stand still. We imitate us in the garbage to a landfill. Down for the mission, last days like a military complex, but everybody in the cemetery. You see your revelations everywhere you look. I ain't hesitating, waiting to get to the coast.
And it's yeah, I live my life on fire, and I talk about Jesus, and it won't stop, baby. Yeah,
shining in the valley of the shadow of death. I keep on shining in the shadow of death. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, live my life on fire and talk about Jesus. And it won't stop, baby. Yeah, I keep on shining in the valley of the shadow of death. I keep on shining in the shadow of death. Yes, yes.
Thank you. this is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt